Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
We know sometimes your coworkers like to play practical jokes on you, right?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, here's a story about a practical joke that went wrong. A chef gets fired for pouring boiling butter down a coworker's pants.
Good God.
Yes, this was at a resort in England, and a chef got fired for bullying another chef. And
I've heard of drawn butter, but growing butter is awful.
I mean, if you've ever had a grease burn of some kind, and you can imagine how painful that would be.
I haven't, but yeah. I bet you.
Really?
I've never had the grease
burn. Working at Chick-fil-A back in the day?
No, it was more of a steam burn. I got that when I was opening the what was it called? It's something penny. Some kind of penny. Henny penny.
Money.
No, it was called the Henny Penny. That was the pressure cooker for the chicken at Chick-fil-A with the peanut oil.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Henny Penny. Yeah. I sometimes would open the Henny Penny and take the pressure valve off, and I'd get steam on my arm, and it melted my arm one time.
Mm-hmm. You get in trouble here, they throw you in the Henny Penny.
Yeah, I sucked my arm in the freezer and everything was fine after.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So this happened in England at Calcott and Spa. And so the chef poured this hot butter down this guy's pants as a joke. And he ended up going to the hospital with serious burns to his backside.
Mm.
And the guy who got burned is named Nathan Davies. And he says that there's been a pattern of bullying and he's been burned before. He also had a black eye from being punched at work.
Mm. At work?
Yeah, so the chef who burned him realized he was in trouble, so he apologized over text and claimed that he never meant to hurt him by pouring the boiling butter down his pants. But then the text got a little angrier, and then he asked, "Why are you trying to get me fired?"
Aye.
So, of course, there's a police investigation going on because you could have maimed somebody by, pouring any kind of hot grease down someone's pants.
I'm already imagining that Google Fingers has now found some kind of gross butter burn picture that because he just went, aye.
Oh, that was mainly because of the thickness of the hair at the tailbone of this man who was burned.
Aye, Pappy.
This is the guy. This is his actual burned butt from the hot boiling butter.
You know me. Am I okay to look?
If you can't handle this, you can't handle much.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
But you can see it hurt like hell, though.
Yeah.
Found another hole, sir.
But look at all the hair. That's a lot of hair going on there on the tailbone region.
You think it'd come back?
Above the butt.
But the hair?
Well, the part that got burned off.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's just blistered.
Yeah. I'm asking, you're not a doctor.
It's not a bad, judge, man. Though.
As long as it didn't bad. Go down layers of skin and ruin the follicle, you'll have hair back.
Yeah.
I got to remember that before I ask you questions. Nine. You're not qualified usually.
Yeah, I'm not qualified, but I can tell you that'll be all right. I've been burned a couple times.
His fingers are qualified, though. They're board certified, his fingers.
I have a burn wound on my leg right now.
Yeah.
It's not from a burn, but it's just like a burn. It's healing like a burn.
That's what we're telling people now.
You might get another one. Evil cat.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you go down really low, you'll have to have a skin graft.
Yeah.
You know what you should do, honestly?
What's that?
Give your cat to Matt. You won't get scratched again, and maybe he'll scratch Rusty's legs, all of them.
Yeah, every time I looked at my dog, Rusty, yesterday, I thought of Fat Boy. I was like, God, Fat Boy really thinks that I really don't love Rusty.
Aww.
And that I don't, like, I want to get rid of him. And you're now giving me all these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty's a jobber in the match of life.
No, he's just a legend that's maybe stayed a WrestleMania one too many.
Oh, no.
He's the Undertaker of dogs.
But he has a place in your family, right?
Yes. Well, yes. Well, yeah. A crate in my family. Let's not go too far.
Okay.
That's where he belongs. Should change his name to Invisible.
It's a loot crate. I sent him back.
Oh, okay. Oh, you get you get a new dog every month, the loot
That's
crate.
Right. It's great.
Yeah.
Strippers should have those.
Yeah.
Porn stores, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carrie Underwood is in the news.
Oh, I like her.
And she's talking, she's launching a new swimsuit collection called Kalia by Carrie. And she says.
What is it? I'm sorry. What is it called?
Kalia?
What does that translate to?
That I don't know.
Oh. Cholera.
Kalia by Carrie. And so she says one swimsuit that she will not wear is the triangle swimsuit.
What is that? Oh, the one on the high waist?
Well, it could be high waisted, or you can tie at the waist and just have a string. But mainly it could be very revealing.
I love that new trend that's going on with even with the one piece bathing suits that women wear, where they go really high up, like back in the 90s, it's back now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
That's good. You got the little slim in the front.
Yeah.
Makes your ass look bigger.
I can't find my size, though. That's the problem.
Oh, you can eventually.
LB was out. They were out of my size.
Why do you think she don't do this stuff? Like, you never see anything revealing to her. She's good looking, too.
Well, because of modesty, and she says even back in her 20s, she couldn't do it. And I'll tell you about that triangle. You can fall out of it side and front easily. Like, you know, reveal.
How do you fall out of the front?
Well, it can slide over, and you can be revealing way too much. At the bottom, you can slide out a little bit.
It seems like it's more for people who aren't like looking to get in the water, or they're just looking to like lay on the sand on a blanket and not do much.
Mm.
But if you're looking to like, you know, if you're going to play some volleyball or, you know, run around on the beach or go play in the surf or go swimming, certainly you want something that's more built for performance instead of barely making you not naked.
I think she's got like image issues. Because remember, she got hurt, and she was like, well, nobody could see me. I don't want anybody to see me for like a month. And it looked exactly the same as she did.
Yeah, it did. It did. She didn't want to reveal that. I think she's just more, in a way, more private than a lot of people. I mean, you'd think that like Miley Cyrus running around naked and all the time peeing in public, she's got some image issues just going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing her naked.
Like, if you're naked too much of the time, there's a problem there, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see you pee anymore either.
And she does have a point. She says, I think of myself running after my kids and being at hotel pools and wanting to be cute, but also not wanting to worry about things. And I had a situation with jet skiing and losing the bottoms of my bathing suit when I got
you can't just say that and walk away. What else? Tell us more is what I'm saying.
Or, you know, water skiing, because things fall off when you're in water. It just happens. Or being at the beach, it happens. So,
you're jet skiing.
Yeah.
Were you with Kenny Powers?
No.
Go faster.
And then what? You hit a wake or something, and the bottoms just flew off.
Well, actually,
how did they get off your legs?
Well, when I got out, I didn't know that.
Did it come up over your head, Alex?
I didn't know that my. Because it was one of those bikinis that you tie on the side.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And when I got up, I didn't realize that it was untied, and it fell off of me when I got off the jet ski.
That's what happened to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's doing that little surf thing they have at water parks, and her bottoms came off in front of everybody.
Hmm. Yeah, I always wondered why people would stand at the end of the slides just to, you know, you just want to see people slide in the water or whatever? No, it's just, tops are going to come off.
Mm-hmm.
Come down that thing hard. I'm going to go to Myrtle Waves Monday.
Myrtle?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out at the end. I'm going to put a camera up like I'm waiting. Where's my kid at? Right. I'm there alone.
Have you seen the lady on the water slide, and she's got her arms crossed over her chest to keep the top on, but the wig comes off? Yeah, she starts out, she's got the arms crossed over the chest to keep the bikini top on, and then you see a picture of her halfway down the slide, and the wig's 3 feet behind her.
Yeah. Well, at least she's not embarrassed.
I've seen that one.
All right.
Beam that to me.
I'll try to find it. It's somewhere in my phone.
God, I have questions about how you search. I really don't get it. It's got to be like some kind of huge mental capacity to hold all this stuff. He remembers most of what he searches, where it's at, what it is. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Some kind of mental illness or disability, probably.
So much information, though.
I mean, crap. You jealous?
I just don't like... It's kind of like somebody, you know, like Mike Trout, how he's so good at baseball, to kind of look like a pudgy white guy, even though he's not. It's just like some kind of natural talent you can't explain.
You saying I look like a pudgy white guy?
You just... You're a fat white guy.
Oh.
You just watch it.
That was Offspring that did that one.
Wow. I like that song.
Like, you can go to so many sites at once. I go to like four pages and I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
We hardly know what to do with one page.
That's true.
Oh, I know what
good
to do.
Good point, Matthew.
All right, so here's a story for you about your children. And remember when you were a kid, what did you want to do when you grew up? Well, this is not going to shock you if you have children, because there was a study asking kids between the ages of 8 and 12. And the number one answer that they had that they wanted to be when they grew up was a YouTuber.
Oh, man.
And, okay, you can rip on them, but just think of back in the day. Maybe it's being a movie star today. That's what everybody aspires to be, because that's what you really are. Famous at that age. I mean, because they all watch YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, they're also hearing about the, you know, the kid that reviews the toys, and then what's the Ying Yang? What's the other one's name? Not Ying Yang. It's the twins. Who's the guy? The Pooka Poo. What's his name? Oh no,
it's a bunch, man.
PewDiePie.
Oh, Pooka Poo was on Pokemon.
Pooka Poo is what Fat Boy got in trouble for.
I don't know if you saw about Markiplier.
That was Rub and Tuck.
When he got arrested at the rest area.
You're supposed to put your mouth up to the hole and wait.
They hear these stories. Oh, this kid makes $9 million a year watching videos or playing with toys and all that stuff. And it's almost like the whole social media influencer thing. Like, oh, I'm a good-looking girl, and I love to wear clothes, so I'm also a model now.
Yeah, I'm hot, and I wear makeup. I'm going to be an influencer now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just different now.
Well, it is.
You can pave your way as opposed to waiting for someone to give you the break, right?
If you got a
connection. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, look at Aunt Becky's dumb kids. They had YouTube channels that made a ton of money, mm-hmm. only because of her.
Does the daughter still?
No, they took it.
They took it.
They took the channel.
YouTube took it?
Yeah, for some kind of reason. Something else.
My God.
Go find a reason, man.
Hmm. Yeah. So here are the things that people really want to do growing up. The top of the list is a YouTuber, then teacher, then pro athlete, then a musician, and followed by astronaut.
Why?
Never in my childhood did I ever think about being an athlete. Never did it cry. I mean, I loved sports. I collected baseball cards, and I never once thought, like, maybe if I had said, though, I can do anything, maybe I could have been an athlete.
You were an athlete.
But I told myself that I couldn't have been.
You did field and played football.
You weren't a pro athlete.
I did track and field one season.
Field.
track and field. Shot put and discus. Only because you couldn't do just one. They made me do both, and I preferred shot put. And then, yes, the one football game.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to be a scientist. Aww. That was really what I wanted to be.
I'm shocked. NASA's on the list. Space. Walk into a dark room and put people in each corner. That's about how exciting space is.
Mm-hmm.
And just watch them. See if they move.
It's like Big Brother for blind people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, are you happy where you live? Because there's a study out there, and if you think that everybody is happy, think again, because 70% of us wish we lived somewhere else.
So like a different state or just a different house or what?
Yeah.
Either one?
Different town or a different part of the current town. Or 27% of us want a different part of the state or neighboring state. 18% of us want to move further away, either to a state or far away from to a whole different country. But what makes people happy is their dream neighborhood, and that would be grocery stores, parks, good schools, good restaurants, casual restaurants, a farmer's market, a library, big box stores, bike lanes and paths, and public transportation.
Basically, we want it all.
Yeah.
We want it all right here where we are.
Mm-hmm. We're getting it, too.
I went to Greer yesterday, and I went down a back road and came upon the Greer Community Farmer's Market, community garden. And it's people that go out there and plant vegetables and fruits and stuff and just leave it for people to go get it when they need it. I was like, man.
They got a fryer out there? I'll swing by.
Oh, that's cool.
They had a Henny Penny, though. Mm-hmm. No, but I was like, and there was stuff, like, I imagine in this day and age, somebody would have came and got all the stuff. But there was still stuff there, and I was like, boy, that's they must not have homeless people in Greer is what I'm saying.
But the community garden thing is really cool for kids because if you don't have the space to have a garden, you can actually plant a garden, have your own vegetables somewhere else.
One pot plant per person. Right. I remember that from the FOF line.
Man, you know damn well it ain't going to be a homeless person that steals all the food. No, how are they going to? I mean, you can't only fit so much in a shopping cart. It's going to be some redneck in a big jacked up F-250 who's taking it all to the flea market to sell it on the weekend. That's who's going to steal all the vegetables.
Right. Remember,
it's going to be some dude in a $45,000 pickup truck.
Okay. Tell me if I'm being judgmental or if maybe nine was as well. We went to lunch a week or two ago. We went, we cut around because Woodruff Road was crazy to go to, down towards Five Forks. And there was a lady in her yard that had several tables set up like it was a yard sale, but it was all brand new deodorants and hairsprays and shampoos.
Damn.
What's going on there?
Did you think they were stolen merchandise?
I figure somebody's bringing home a stick of deodorant in their lunch bag every night.
I don't know, man. Some kind of mass supply from somewhere.
Yeah, box, you know, it's like one of them boxes of stuff that falls off a truck somewhere.
Because the other way.
Maybe it literally did.
Turnip truck.
The other way around, if you're in a big box store, you can tell if somebody owns a convenience store because they got like 8, 12 packs of soda.
Yeah.
They're going to sell for a dollar a piece.
Damn.
You could point those people out a mile away.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe she knows Old Spice.
Maybe she does, or the dude in the commercials.
You know what? I did see a half man, half horse in the yard, so you might be on the
side. That's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. Is anybody in the room just dying to move anywhere else?
Man, I'm good.
I think that 70% of us are not happy where we live. Just means that we're just generally not pleased, right?
Right. Or people want to upgrade. They want a bigger or smaller place somehow.
Just live where you live and look how you look and be how you be.
Anybody in the room want to live in another country?
No.
I mean, I would if it were the right opportunity.
I mean, I would like to have a summer place somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, like...
God!
Old, rich, white.
You do! You're going to it probably soon.
You have a summer house in a completely different state, but now you want one in a different country?
But when you like a place in the Bahamas, that would be nice. I'm just saying.
They don't have room anymore for any more people in Europe.
You just want things to talk to people about it at hotel bars.
No, then you can just go to your house at the beach. It would be awesome.
In the French Riviera.
Yeah, lay out in your bikini and you don't care because it's your beach.
Jam out.
Not saying that I can afford that by any means.
Okay, so that nine said maybe. Fatboy, you said no, I say no to that. Outside is, I've already answered that. Paige wants out of the country, so does nine.
The traders.
All right.
Have fun.
I'd be open to go, you know, anywhere for the right kind of opportunity, I guess.
Just to experience different cultures, different people.
And I don't mean literally anywhere. I mean some places.
Would you trade Paige for three migrants?
I'd have to pick.
Okay.
No, Paige, they'd do it for you.
We found you a place in Guadalajara.
Fantastic.
Summer home.
Good luck climbing that wall when you get back, buddy.
There's some fun.
She's a repellent.
All right.
She can do this.
We'll send you back. Yeah.
Well, if you love Creed, Scott Stapp from Creed, he's got his solo project released today. And it's, of course, called Scott Stapp.
And it's a good name for the solo project.
That is the name in the band.
Tell us, Scott, how did you come up with the name for your solo project, Scott Stapp? What is behind that?
The name of the...
Looking at my driver's license.
Rear license. My wallet's wide open.
I was checking the mail.
There is my billfold.
And did you know this is third solo album, and it's called The Space in Between the Shadows.
The Space in Between the Shadows.
Which is really kind of, you know, he's changed it up. He's
should
got
have
a
been
new
the name
haircut.
Of his solo project,
he's
though.
He's sober.
It's around the, what is it, around your elbow to get the ass way of saying the light.
Yes. If I open up my wallet, there's a little bit of me smiling back at me.
I want to see what his net worth is. I'm just curious. I'm curious. Do we have we been granted any releases to play any of Scott Stapp new from his solo album?
Not on this, but I don't know if we have any that... we played or previewed, like station wise.
Oh yeah, wow, $400,000 for Scott.
That's it.
Yeah.
What about Tremonti?
He had, that's where I was going. He had a bunch of problems.
He did.
Scott.
Tremonti went to Clemson.
Wow,
stayed.
Man. What? Mark Tremonti, of course, you remember from Creed and then went on to be in the what was his band called?
Alter Bridge, Tremonti, which one?
Yeah.
He's Tremonti. In Tremonti now.
25 mil.
Damn.
I know.
Let me get a book.
Got all my publishing. Yeah, Alter Bridge and then Tremonti. Yes. Mm-hmm. That sounds like an expensive wine.
It does.
You guys try the Tremonti? It's 2016. It's a great year. Aspa Spumante.
I guess he kept his money because that 1 year of Clemson he got in.
Yep. Should have stayed. Then he downgraded and went to Florida State.
Mm-hmm. You were not all in.
Don't rub the rock.
Tremonti.
Hmm. Well, it's a big, exciting weekend at the box office. New in theaters, the live-action Lion King remake, and the only original cast member returning is James Earl Jones, Simba's dad, Mufasa.
Hmm.
Oh, they couldn't get JTT. He could play adult Simba now.
That would be great.
Donald Glover is Simba, and Beyonce is Nala.
Wow.
I heard Mufasa dies in this one.
Oh.
How do they I've seen the trailer. I haven't really thought about it, I guess, too much. It's live. I mean, it's not live. It's live action.
Mm-hmm.
So are they – did they just film, like, lions and tigers and stuff just hanging out, and then when they would move their mouth, then they started talking? Like,
no.
It's computer – it's CGI, yeah, live action.
All of it. But okay. It looks so real, man.
So it's like Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if it's CGI, it isn't live action.
That's what I think that's the hang-up I have on it.
I think that means non-animated live action.
But that's just CGI to tell
is,
you.
CGI is digital. I mean, it's animation.
I don't know if it is, and I'm not going to even remotely give you any credit to being right because I'm not going on that limb. I got to make sure because I'm not just going to say nine's right
because sure
everybody else does it. Well, Matt does it all the damn time.
I'd say he's right.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Every day.
All right.
No, I'm right about this. You can't call it live action if it's not really the lines are not acting.
No, they're not.
Well, of course, because they can't sing and talk.
They're CGI lions.
Come on,
like the real Lion King movie. If it was real live action Lion King, it would be boring. It'd just be lions laying around
growling,
in the grass,
roaring,
and like eat something occasionally.
Wouldn't be fun.
No. All right.
By the way, you want to hear another number that'll make you feel worse for Scott Stapp? In 1998, he was worth $30 million.
Mm-hmm. He had some tax trouble.
Yeah. All kinds. Coke here, it says, too.
He's right.
Who's right?
He's dang right.
I said it first.
But you would
you're
be
wrong.
If the internet did not exist, you would be stupid.
Famous last words.
What is he right about?
It's
computer
CGI,
generated.
But it's erroneously called live action. Animation is erroneously called live action.
I said it first. He agreed with me. Am I right, Jimmy?
Yeah, you posed the question and I agreed with you.
He's right again.
Well, who's right? Who's wrong?
I'm right.
Oh, wait, have a tampon. How about that?
I didn't say that.
Put it up your nose hole.
All right, then. I think you're both right and you can agree to disagree.
I left some Summer's Eve on your desk, Fred Burr.
So lovely. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. All right. Let's all agree to be friends here and not call anybody any names anymore, okay? All right, Fat Boy?
Let me co-work.
All right. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, Chips and Fort. God, you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
What? Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet. Rise. And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments.
It's a social app on your devil phones. It's always watching you and listening to you.
If you ever doubt it, sometimes there'll be people saying, hey, that's me. That happened to me.
Hey, what?
No, no.
Screenshot by you, the P1s. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene one. Everybody had their scripts and everyone.
Of course.
I hope so. If they didn't, they'd be unprofessionals. Hell.
That's true. Scene one. Playing the role of Gerald will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Patrick will be Nine. Playing the role of Kayla will be freaking me. Playing the role of Pete will be Paige. And action.
Attention, attention. Anybody need a job? HMU, 1025 an hour in the burg.
Yeah, I saw Wing Blank is hiring, Ted.
I don't need a job. I'm looking for someone who needs a job.
They're hiring two people at the plant where I work. I have the number if anybody needs it.
I'm trying to hire somebody not looking for a job.
Oh, I know you good. I'm just letting people know.
Yeah, I see you trying to steal people from working for me.
LOL, I'm just letting people know.
Well, I need to hire a hand and you need to shut the blank up on my post.
What? Seriously?
Damn right, seriously. You think I wouldn't be mad if I interviewed somebody and you waiting outside to hand them an application?
Dude, chill out. What if they can't work for you? What if they need different hours or want to do something else?
They can look some damn place else besides my post where I'm trying to hire a dude from a crew. Hell, you did it too. I'm trying to run a blank damn business.
Well, maybe if you paid more than make it Wing Blank, people would want to work for your angry old ass.
I'm offering better than 10 an hour to be my helper. What the blank? You want me to pay somebody? You want me to pay them more than I take home? I'm about to give them half the company, too.
Look, I'm not trying to argue all day, but the plant where I work starts people at $17.50 per hour.
Well, I guess we all ought to be so damn lucky.
Tags Kayla. Hey, can I get that number?
Check your DM, sugar.
You're such a damn bitch right now. I told you knock it off, and now you're giving out the number on my post. You know what, blank you.
Man, you're crazy. Hell, if I pay more, I don't have to deal with this crazy blank every day. I'll go to the plant.
Well, you're a bitch, too. Go on. I mean, we do real men's work down here.
I mean, I guess so, but it's Tuesday afternoon, and all you've done is argue on FB.
Why don't you kiss my ass then? Nobody wants to work anymore. Bunch of damn snowflakes.
Oh, dude, get over it. Your $10 an hour gets you laughed out of blank filet. My brother works overnight cooking at Blankies. Makes damn near twice what you pay.
You know what? This is why people hire illegals.
What? Because they don't want to pay somebody?
Insane. Oh, man. That's so good. Who are you? What was the voice, Fat Boy?
I used to have an old customer who I'd fix hot tubs named Gerald from Alabama, and he'd always call me up, my hot tub's not working, and I'm sore.
Okay, yeah, he had a little man. Bit of like Hank Hill to him, but like angry, yeah, more redneck was. Hank Hill.
I give you a good tip if you work me in tomorrow.
My hot tub won't work and I'm sore.
He was an old guy, old Vietnam vet. He had to have his hot tub.
Yeah.
He tipped me $100 every time.
Oh, that's good.
Dang.
I think he died.
Aw.
Sorry God for bless you all. Us.
That's terrible.
Did you go to the funeral?
Oh, no. Yeah. Should have. We live in Shelby County.
We're doing Facebook fussing. We're live at facebook.com/riseguys. You can watch it all go live there. And if you listen to this later on the podcast, it'll still be there. Right, Jimmy?
The video. Podcast?
No, the video.
Oh, yeah, the video will still be there.
If they're listening to the podcast, you know, certainly it's there.
Yeah.
At some point, it'll get there. Scene two. Playing the role of Beth.
Beth.
Will be freaking me.
There you go.
Playing the role of Becky will be Paige. Playing the role of Barry will be Nine. And playing the role of Terry will be Fat Boy. And action. Well, it's over. We finally ran out of food and had to close a day early. I've been working here for 10 years and, well, I never thought it would close, but oh well. Time to move on, I guess. I'll never forget the friends that I've made working here. It's going to be sad for a while, but excited to see what happens to this place. So I'm officially looking if anybody hears anything. I can run a hot bar and a salad bar. Just can't run a real bar, though. I'm sad.
I heard about that on the news. I hate that happened, but I can't remember the last time I've been there, honestly.
Boy, I remember the last time. It was a few months ago. I've had a better food at a gas station rotisserie, just saying.
Man, that's cold. I remember back in the day, it was pretty decent. Just moved an hour away from the area. Never go back to go. As far as I know, there's only one around.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, too. The damn Blankel House had more tender steaks in this place. If I wanted to chew on some leather, I'd go to Walmart and put a damn belt in my mouth.
OMG, I cannot believe what I'm seeing here. To each his own, I guess. I'm just going to miss seeing the same people on the same days of the week. You know, a lot of families are going to miss their favorite restaurant, and I got to be honest, I'm going to miss them too. I just hate to see it go.
Well, I hated to see it keep going.
Man, come on, Terry. A lot of people lost their jobs.
It's obvious the chef lost his job 20 years ago, and they never replaced him. The place was so old that my great-great-grandpa saw Jesus at the salad bar one Sunday.
Look, Beth, I'll tag Becky in this. She manages a restaurant downtown, close to the one you worked at. It's closing down. They're always hiring people. Can you help, Becky? Becky.
You know what? We're always looking for someone who wants to work, someone with experience. We hire lunch and dinner shifts and are looking for people who can work in a competitive environment. It's busy during the fall, so if you think you can handle it, then come on down to Blanco's Blank House and Blanker Bar and ask for me, and I'll interview you on the spot.
Hang on. I wouldn't go there either.
Of course you'd chime in. So what the hell's wrong with this place?
Well, it's a little pricey to be where it is. The barbecue wasn't bad, but I had some banana pudding for dessert that tasted like it was made from gasoline. Those damn bananas were riper than a 2-year-old boot.
Sir, if you have an issue, then maybe you can come in here and talk to me instead of put it on Facebook.
Maybe you can stop putting gas in your pudding and quit trying to kill people.
Okay, then. Maybe you shut your blank damn mouth about our restaurant, and if you don't like it, then you don't you blank all the way off and go somewhere else. Because I promise you, according to Yelp and our books, we are doing just fine without you. So good luck to you, and go somewhere else.
Thank you so much. I'll be down there tomorrow as soon as you open, I guess.
Can't wait. Smiley emoji.
Wow, what a way to treat a customer. First you try to kill me with your nanner pudding. Now you cuss me out on the internet. At least the steakhouse had an excuse. It was old as hell. Middle finger emoji.
Well, I mean, you did disparage the restaurant on social media for all to see. What'd you expect?
Hell, not much, I guess. Don't worry, I'll go somewhere else. The damn road in front of your restaurant's busted all to hell anyway.
Insane! Look at the text line. Wow.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
I mean, it was a big deal, man.
It was a big damn deal.
Yeah.
Big damn.
I never go that way anymore, so I didn't know that it was still there to, you know. But I am sad that it's gone.
Oh, you know, there's another place down there that closed down like a month or so ago. I didn't know it closed.
Yeah.
But I was going to go eat lunch one day with a buddy of mine. I was like, why are they closed at lunchtime on Saturday? Out of damn business.
Dropping like flies.
I know.
My favorite part was I can run a hot bar.
Rest in peace, Paul's Diner.
Can you run a carving station, though? That's what we need to know. Scene 3. Playing the role of Cody will be freaking me. Playing the role of Michelle. Oh. Not Michelle or Michelle. It's Michelle. It's Paige. Playing the role of Brian with an I will be 9.
Brian!
And playing the role of Hera, like Farrah with an H, Hera. Also like the casino, will be Fat Boy.
Woo!
And action. There's nothing in this world worse than a thief. Ain't no shame in my game. I brought this girl home last night from the bar. She decides to go home without saying a damn word at like 4 a.m. instead of waiting till morning. Like, who does that? And also, yeah, she took $35 out of my wallet. Sorry, ho. I didn't realize you were charging for your services. You'll have until dark to get my money back to me, or I'm going to call the law. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, damn, she wasn't worth $35? Is there a Yelp for prostitutes?
What a lowlife. Such repulsive behavior.
Hey, Cody, I'd sue you for $20. Save some money and holler at me next time, boo.
winky tongue emoji, winky tongue emoji, bags of money emoji.
Ha, you know, I just feel so nasty, like I was robbed by this biatch.
Well, maybe she needed Uber money to get home and you just passed out.
Maybe she usually charges $40 and you got a deal?
Both of you stop. Obviously, neither of you have been stole from. This is robbery or thief. Regardless, if she needed it to get home, or home or not.
What's her name? Maybe we could find her on here.
Well, see, that's the other thing. Like, I don't know her name.
Okay, wait, hold up. You took a stranger home last night, had sex with her. She took $35 from you, and now you don't even know her name? This is a great story for the police. You're dumb. Please call 911 and record them laughing when you say all this to them.
But I'm saying, are you really going to call the cops over $35?
Yes, I am, Brain. It ain't the money, it's the point. She stole from me.
Look, it's Brian, okay? Brian. B-R-I-A-N. Brian. All my life, MF has been misspelling my name, Brain. I'm Brian.
Sorry, dude.
It's cool. And I'm sorry I accidentally picked up a hooker.
Insane.
Good Brain.
See, this is the,
Brian.
This is why we need a television show. The way the word prostitutes was spelled. Can we zoom in on that, Jim?
Yeah, we can.
It's like pasta, but there's an R, and
yeah.
Then dash toots.
Prostitutes.
Prostitutes. Prostitutes. And my shell.
Like
not yours.
Spaghetti farts, prostitutes.
And Brain. I bet that does happen to people named Brian with an I alone.
Oh, it does.
People
Brain.
Call you Brain all the time.
Yeah.
Like
Brain.
I said, $35.
$35 for Brian.
Maybe get serious for a moment. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Passive aggressively a lot of times. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent. The guilty.
And the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. This is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, tweeted, Snapchatted. All the whole deal. We had a good time, the whole nine yards. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Correct?
She will. Yes. Fat boy is scaring me. Look at the smile on that man's face right now.
I'm happy.
It's Friday.
It is. It's a Friday smile
it
right
is.
There.
It's Fat Boy Friday. Fat Boy will... have a great weekend. I'd like you to. Paige, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Nine.
Too.
Yes.
No great weekend either.
Oh,
deal with them.
We're best friends. You have a super weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You listening right now, have a blessed weekend too. Ticklet, thank you.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.